The cultural highlights in our region in coming days include yet another living legend of Broadway. This region is downright lousy with them come summertime. A legendary indie rock band, a new political comic drama based on an old Shakespeare play, and a landmark anniversary for one of the region's premier contemporary art galleries. Newly reunited 1990s indie rock legends Luna brings its whispery vocals, pop melodies, weaving electric guitar riffs and chugging bass lines to Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m., ushering in the summer season at the sprawling Cultural Laboratory. Described by Rolling Stone magazine as the best band you've never heard of, Luna, along with bands like The Feelies and Yola Tengo, was a key player in the early 1990s revival of the New York sound patented by the Velvet Underground in the 1960s. Indeed, the band opened concerts for that legendary outfit's brief 1993 European reunion tour. The group itself only just reunited last year after a decade apart, and fans of Dean Wareham's melodies and meandering guitar lines are celebrating throughout the land as well as in the Berkshires. The Taming, a politically charged comedy written by award-winning playwright Lauren Gunderson, gets its regional premiere at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox beginning tonight and running through July 30th. Directed by Nicole Riccardi, the 90-minute play, inspired by Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, could not be more timely. It exposes America's overheated political rhetoric through the passions of three slightly insane women who just might be revolutionary geniuses. Talk about leaping from the headlines to the theater stage. Broadway veteran and award-winning actress Leslie Kritzer brings her cabaret act Leslie's Back to Mr. Finn's Cabaret at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield on Sunday at 9 p.m. and again on Monday at 8 p.m. Kritzer's show includes stories of her life on and off Broadway, plus show tunes, of course. Kritzer will be accompanied by her husband, Vadim Feichner, on piano. And over in Hudson, New York, Carrie Haddad Gallery celebrates the anniversary of its opening on Warren Street a quarter century ago with a 25th anniversary exhibition featuring works by Lee Palmer, Dale Goffagon, Ginny Fox, and Leon Smith. Carrie Haddad was a pioneer of the arts-fueled revival of Hudson, New York, when she was the first to open an art gallery downtown in 1991, when other than antique shops, the downtown was otherwise desolate. Carrie stuck it out for many lean years and helped pave the way for the explosion of interest that Hudson has finally enjoyed in the last decade or so. A reception for the artist and for the gallery will be held on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.